Chasing Status, Count On Me on BathCitySound.com. Before that, you heard David Guetta and Shot Me Down. Also played a bit of Sigma as well and Rude Boy for you on the show. It's School Rocks coming live from Bath Community Academy on your Monday, the 10th of March, with me, Luke.
And me, Thomas.
Okay then, in my update today, I've got about UK Prime Minister David Cameron has pledged to invest he's going to be invested in 5G mobile broadband as part of a strategy to help Britain become a digital superpower. Now, just that title itself just sounds super, super cool. Now, the next generation of technology will be introduced through a government-funded initiative to free up like untapped spectrum frequencies for commercial use. So I'm really looking forward to this. Before, it started off a bit of this. We had 2G, then 3G was like an absolute, like, people went crazy for it. And then 4G, and now 5G. So some really exciting times ahead. And as and when it happens, you know, like on Luke's Big Update, always the first to get the latest technology news. I've also got some news about Facebook has begun rolling out a simplified redesign to its desktop newsfeed. Now, the refresh improves some of the elements which were previously announced last March before plans for a global launch were shelved due to poor user feedback. Now, amongst the new introductions is a change of font. There's a different font on there for Macs and for PCs. And the left-hand column has been lightened down with the removal of separate feeds for friends, groups and photos. And finally, a loose big update on BathCitySound.com. I've got about Google has released an update for its iOS 7 Gmail app that uses the operating system's background app refresh feature. Now, the move means that iPhone users will no longer have to manually refresh the app for the latest emails, bringing it more in line with the Android version. Now, emails can now be automatically retrieved even when the app is closed as well to enable this automatic refreshing with the update. Basically, all you got to do, users, you need to go onto your iOS system settings and activate Gmail notifications. So if any of you have got that new update, I have got that update. It's pretty cool. Check that one out. I've said cool like twice in its big update today. That definitely means there's a lot of great stuff happening in the technology world.